Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief.
Welcome back.
There's too much confusion.
My website's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. The word for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Go to jimblasingame.com. You'll find all my books there. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sean Worthington. He is a computer information system genius. He's the creator of CloudCoin. He's a professor of all that stuff at Butte College in Northern California. Beyond Bitcoin, the Future of Digital Currencies is his book. And his cloud coin currency, cryptocurrency, folks, which we've been telling you about now for 3 years at least, is just now on the cryptocurrency exchange. You can buy it right now. So, Sean, we need to go to bitcoin.com exchange to find it currently?
Yes, that's right. So bitcoin.com is probably one of the biggest names in exchanges. And we also are going to be on three other exchanges here in the next month or two.
Okay. So bitcoin.com, but now can I find it under CloudCoin, or is there an abbreviation
it's called CCE. That's right. The ticket number. And that stands for CloudCoin Ethereum. And because we are different, we are using the Ethereum blockchain in order to trade on their platform. Once you've got CloudCoin Ethereum, you can change it into real CloudCoin. But that's one of the challenges we have being new. But right now we're working on being built into their exchange natively.
Mm-hmm.
Make it so that nobody will have to pay fees, at least not fees to the coin, in order to trade it. That's going to be a big advantage.
So you'll need to open an account, though, to get into that exchange, right? You need to, when you go there, you need to open an account and then put in CCE,
yes, that's right.
And you find it through CCE. So, folks, check that out. This is the reason why I've continued to tell you about it is primarily not just because Sean's a smart guy and we like smart people hanging out with us, but because he's creating something that nobody else has. Nobody else. There is no other cloud-based cryptocurrency. All the others are based on some kind of a blockchain platform, which I regard blockchain. I think blockchain is the future of trust in terms of crypto, but not necessarily cryptocurrency. I think there's a place for everything here. But one of the things that I want to ask you, Sean, is how will CloudCoin break through? You're the only one, you know. I'm still the only radio show that's dedicated to small business on the air 5 days a week in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, you know, what do you attribute that to? I said, well, I'm either really smart or really stupid, one or the other. And the jury's still out on that. You know, it's sometimes it's not good to be the only one. What do you think?
Well, it's actually pretty expensive handling cash. And CloudCoin reduces that cost. It makes it easy for you to accept payments on your website without any kind of accounts, without any signups, and without having to pay fees to companies like Stripe and PayPal. So it's going to change business dramatically. Because it's private, you're going to get a lot of business that you might not otherwise get with a digital currency.
Right.
And so this is the first currency that I think is actually able to handle retail traffic, because with Bitcoin, you might end up paying $16 for one transaction. We've been dealing with Ethereum. It costs $2 or $3 per transaction.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to, you know, if you want to buy a Pepsi, you're not going to be able to use this digital currency. It's
mm-hmm.
the fees are too
high. So CloudCoin Would there be no trend? There's be no. But how do you recover your operating expense to maintain CloudCoin?
Well, because we're so efficient, the way that we pay for that is by people who have lost their coins and haven't used them for over 5 years.
Ah.
So if you have coins and you don't authenticate them, and we assume they're lost, and then we can recover those coins and use those coins to pay for the system.
So tell us about the losing and the losing track of them. How does that work?
Well, to begin with, we don't want people to lose their coins.
Right.
And CloudCoin is the first digital currency that can be recovered. So suppose you were to put these coins on your hard drive, the hard drive crashes. Well, if you have embedded your email address into the coins, you can then go to the RADA and you can have them sent to your email.
So I have a question, a real quick question. If I put them on my hard drive, all my files are backed up in the cloud automatically. Would it be backed up in my in my Carbonite files?
Yes. And so that's a very good idea. If your hard drive was to crash, then
and Bitcoin doesn't do that, does it?
No. I mean, you can back up your keys, which are your blockchain keys.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest risk is that the more you copy of them, the more likely you are to have them stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And with CloudCoin, you could have them backed up to your kryptonite, but you could also put some of them on your USB drive and bury it in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
You can put your coins all over. That helps to mitigate risk.
Mm-hmm. So this is very interesting, folks. This is something, even if you don't understand what we're talking about here, it's going to be part of your future. If you live long enough, if you live not very much longer, and you do business in the marketplace, you're going to be dealing with cryptocurrency. And I want to talk about the future of cryptocurrency of any kind with Sean Worthington after the break. Tim Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.